Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. For a long time in this country, landowners have taken steps to preserve their land from ever being developed. Folks wanting to leave their forest land, farms, creeks, and lakes just the way it is, forever. They do it through land trusts, and there are 1,700 of them nationwide. For 30 years, the Ozark Regional Land Trust has been helping landowners preserve their land that has high conservation value in the Missouri and Arkansas Ozarks, more than 25,000 acres so far. In this edition of Missouri Environment, we take you to southwest Missouri, near the town of Carthage, where an 81-year-old rancher working with ORLT has chosen preservation over development.
Can we go to that riparian corner? Or I call it a corner right down to here.
Down to the creek?
Yeah, down to the
creek.
You got
it.
James Pop Menifee is giving Margot Heekin of the Ozark Regional Land Trust a tour of sorts on his cattle ranch just north of Carthage. Pop stops every so often so Heekin can take photographs and make notes of things like boundary lines, trails, and structures on the nearly 200 acres that will become part of the Land Trust's conservation easement.
So this whole section is out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Basically, Heekin is documenting how the land, most of it pasture and trees, looks now, so if any questions about it come up in the future, there is visual proof. It will remain Pop's land, though, and his heirs after he's gone. But it can never be subdivided or developed. That's what Pop wants.
Makes me feel very good. It saves what I want. It's good for Carthage. I think it's good for everyone.
We are seeing more interest in landowners protecting their land now than we ever have. We actually have a list of people that are interested in protecting their land.
That's Peggy Horner, who is the executive director of the Ozark Regional Land Trust.
It used to be that when landowners wanted to conserve their land, they would either sell it or donate it to a government entity. And a lot of governments now do not have the funds to do it.
Byron Miller is one of those landowners interested in signing up to do a conservation easement. He's a retired farmer who lives a few miles up the road from Pop.
My family's owned the place since 1941 and like to have it preserved. I don't know if we can or not. I've got warm season grass, which is restored prairie on several acres. I'd like to have that preserved for wildlife. So that's basically the end. I just don't want it developed and, you know, turned into a housing development or something like that. So
Miller's land and Pop's land have something in common, the Civil War. Back in July of 1861, parts of the Battle of Carthage took place on pieces of their land. Pop's land was what historians call a core battleground site. A one-day battle that ended with victory for the rebels and a loss of 250 lives.
So we were able to protect not only a farm, but also a Civil War battlefield, both of which are going to help the public because we will have local food and we also are protecting our natural historic heritage.
Horner says they're working hand-in-hand on this project with the Civil War Trust, based in Washington, D.C., whose primary goal is to preserve Civil War battlefields. The Civil War Trust's Kathleen Robertson says it can help pay for the preservation of Pop's conservation easement.
We'll use, obviously, some of our own funds, but we work with the American Battlefield Protection Program because that will fund half of the value of the conservation easement.
Yes, a bit of legalese, if you will. These are complex deals, though, but it's translated into 25,000 acres of preserved land in the Ozarks and more of this bird song on Pop's land. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.